Well, it looks like the Lindsey Clancy trial is about to wrap up. But before it does, we're going to go over some cope and some regret with some of her supporters because there's been quite a few developments, specifically with her supporters that work in fields where children are around them. Because I'm going to tell you this. I would not take a child to see a nurse, a doctor, or a teacher that supports this woman. I would be scared to because of what they are capable of. You're going to excuse someone that would just take out three little kids like that, and you want me to trust children around you? Oh, no. So there's people out there that are going after some of these women. Specifically, some nurses have been fired because of their support of this crazy woman. And there's an OBGYN doctor that's feeling some heat. And the ex-husband of Lindsey Clancy is hiring lawyers because these psychos are dragging this poor father's name through the mud, trying to say that he's the one that's responsible for this. So he's now planning, I would guess, to going after some of these pieces of shit. And I say, good. This is extreme defamation. Imagine doing this to that poor man who lost everything. His marriage, and I know he's moved on from it, but his marriage was ruined. He lost his three children. Can you imagine? Go listen to the 911 phone call of him finding them and the pain that he was going through and is likely going to go through for the rest of his life. He's never going to get over this. But let's hurt him because he's a man in the patriarchy or some shit. These people are trash. So let's start here with this one. And this is the doctor. Look at those stupid glasses. You already know. You already know where she sits politically based on those giant, ugly-ass glasses. So let's listen to her. And this is the one a lot of people are trying to get fired. Let's hear what she has to say. Her educated, highly educated analysis on this, because she's a doctor.
Hi, Lindsey. I'm Dr. Sterling. I don't even know if you're allowed to watch videos like this, if someone can show it to you. I don't know. But I want you to know that I believe you. From my perspective as an OBGYN, I believe that you were over-functioning throughout your entire postpartum period. I am blown away by how hard you were working to get better, while also working as a mom.
Not hard enough, apparently, because she killed her children. So apparently it wasn't enough. And there's some stories about her not really asking for the help that she is using in her defense. Never told people she was seeing things and all this stuff until the last second. All this was premeditated. She was fully in control. She knew what she was doing. She is scum. And all of the people that support her are scum. And this is someone that would take care of a woman that's pregnant, by the way. An OBGYN, if you were a pregnant woman, you would go see her regularly to make sure that you're okay and that the baby is fine. You really want this person overseeing shit like that? Very, very disgusting.
I've got three kids. No.
Oh, Lord. That's not good.
Know how much work it is, even when you are mentally well. It's so hard to take care of three kids. Obviously.
So we should just put no value on their lives. This is the dumbest excuse. And it's always these liberal women that just come up excuses for how hard work breaks them. They don't want to do anything. It's amazing. It's hard for everybody. Most people, though, don't end up killing their children, despite how hard it is to raise young kids. And most people don't do that. And they don't do that. There's really no excuses for it. None. Zero.
Hindsight's 2020, but I don't know what else you could have done. You were
not killed them. You know, that's something that she could have, done. I'm just saying.
Far beyond what should be expected of a single individual. You have galvanized us.
I expect women not to murder their children. It's just a thought. Okay. Just an idea. By the way, I guess the grandparents wanted to take the kids. Probably not. I don't know if it was permanently, but probably to just, you know, lighten the load and give her a break. And she apparently said no. So what's all that about?
Women in a really powerful way. And I'm not quite ready to tell my story yet. But when I eventually do, it's going to be because you came first. And you showed all of us that we can be honest and we can be real.
So these people are so insane. The only thing they care about is the ability to eliminate their children, their babies. It's the most important thing, particularly to white liberal women. Many of them are single issue voters just on that. And it's sick. It's gross. And they're really showing their true colors now, that they want to be able to just eliminate them after they're grown. 4 or 5 years old, don't matter. Put them right in the trash. Right, Horn Rims?
About what we experience as mothers. So thank you.
Love is what most normal women feel. You are insane. And I worry about your three children, to be honest. It's scary that you have these feelings and you have three children. So she probably hates her children. She wishes she was out partying up at the bar, getting wasted and laid by Paul.
And, you know, I hope that you're seeing our support because we believe you. And
I'm seeing your support in real time, and it's disgusting. And that old MGTOW thing, man, there's a lot of people moving that direction now because of the scumbags like this lady.
We are proud of how hard you advocated and how hard you tried for yourself. And we know you miss those babies every day.
No, she doesn't. She's so evil. This woman is satanic to the core. And it's a shame that Fall didn't finish the job. So now she's got herself out there. She's going to have an opportunity to tell that story now because there's articles written on her. People are probably trying to get her license revoked. And I don't necessarily disagree with it. Anybody that supports this woman should not have children under their supervision at all. They should not be allowed to babysit. They should not be allowed to work in childcare. They should not allowed to be nurses. They should not be allowed to be doctors. If there's any children under their care, if they are responsible for anything to do with children, they should be kicked out of that. And I think most normal people would agree. Do you want somebody that thinks murdering children in cold blood is a good thing? No, they need to go. And there's a lot of people doing that, actually. This gentleman is doing that. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hi, my name is Quinn Pratt, and I like going on the internet and finding videos of people in the childcare industry who say that they are thinking and have fantasized about taking their own children's lives, and I send their video to their employer, and sometimes they get fired. Heather T. from Texas, you were a nurse.
You're fired.
And this one is deeply upsetting. Naya G. from Washington, special ed teacher.
You're fired.
I am specifically going after people in the child care industry, whether it be nurse, teacher, babysitter, nanny, whatever. Because if they are currently having these thoughts about their own children,
death penalty.
They do not belong anywhere near anybody else's children.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no far.
Absolutely. I would not want anybody that supports this woman or fantasizes about doing the things that this woman does around my children. Would you want them around yours? No. No, you wouldn't. And I think people deserve to know that, especially if they're going to put their children in their care. Now, some of these TikTok bimbos are getting worried because, like I said, the husband, he's not going to put up with this shit either. So now he's out here trying to find a lawyer. Apparently he's got one, found one, and he's going to go after some of these people, as he should. And accounts like Empowering Woman here are very upset, very scared about this, and they should be. Because I'm pretty sure this is like extreme defamation they're putting on this guy, trying to ruin his life. It's already been ruined, by the way. His life is ruined. And he's going to be a broken man for the rest of his life. And, you know, I'm sure he'll find some form of peace eventually. And I think he's trying. He's apparently found a woman and he's trying to move on. I say that because he's never going to move on. This is going to haunt him for the rest of his life. And we got these smug scumbags out here smiling in his misery. It's absolutely disgusting. The dude wasn't even home when any of this was going. He's like shopping at CVS, but somehow he did it. It's so gross. There's video footage of him shopping while this was all going on. He called, from what I understand, in the middle of the act, and she was acting just fine. Oh, everything's okay. Why, those babies were scared as hell. Man, this is so gross. This is the face of evil right here. Face of evil.
So apparently, Mr. Patrick Clancy has hired attorneys.
Good. I hope they go after you specifically.
Because online speculators are creating a false narrative against his name. One question, why would you hire an attorney if you are open and honest and telling the truth about what...
Because you're spreading bullshit that's ruining his name even further, and likely because a lot of people out there are retarded, they're going to believe your crazy true crime bullshit, and he's trying to stop it. That's why.
What happened, you would be saying, I don't need an attorney. What questions do you have? Let me answer them. Let me eyeball you. I know the truth. I am open and sincere.
Pretty sure he's doing that on the stand during the trial. He's been pretty transparent. You're just obsessed with true crime bullshit and taking it now to a father who lost his three children brutally and had his world turned upside down. And it's really disgusting. All because he's a man. Let's be real. They hate men.
To me, it doesn't mean he's guilty of anything, hiring an attorney. It means protection. But it's just unusual, the timings of it. He had 3 years to do this. Why now?
Because 3 years ago, people weren't doing this crazy bullshit. It's all new. And that's why. He's probably shocked that there's so much evil in the world. Man, these women are so broken.
The public have looked into and poked holes in his testimony. Why now is he feeling like he needs protection? Also, he's filed a motion for small content creators to stop speculating because it's sensitive evidence. See, the problem with that is if you ask a content creator to take down their speculation.
It's not speculation. It's straight up defamation because the evidence is out there. It's so crazy. These conspiracy feminist true crime losers doing this. You're going to deserve everything that you get. Everything that you get, you deserve.
And they don't want to. They have a right to ask you to prove that what they're saying is wrong.
Man, she's so dumb. Oh, man. This shit has made me so mad. So mad. And they're just, look at this face, man. I guarantee you, how many, in the comments, how many SSRIs you think she's on? Let me know. Now, some of them are walking it back. I think I'm changing my mind about Lindsey Clancy. Now, why is that? Is it because the husband is threatening to sue you psychos? And let's be real, a lot of them don't have any money, and I don't think he cares. It's just to... try to clear his name, which he shouldn't even have to be doing. He shouldn't even have to be going through any of this. This is so gross. So gross.
So today was day 19 of the Lindsey Clancy trial. And I have to admit that for the first time during this trial, I actually I'm thinking about the other side. All along during this trial, I have been feeling bad for Lindsay, which is hard to believe that you could feel bad for someone who killed her three kids.
Yes, it is. That's why everyone is so confused right now. Why these crazy liberal white women, feminists, are doing this. And there's always comments, why are you singling out white women? Have I played? I can't find very many videos of women of any other color. It's predominantly crazy, broken, liberal white women. It's insane how many of them are broken. And I feel really bad for, like, dudes out there that are single and want to date and want to have families and they're looking for wives. They'll be the mother of their children. And, you know, if you're into white women, there's like a 55, 60% chance you're going to get one of these psychos and you're going to be probably getting divorced and going through some shit down the road and or staying with them and being miserable. I wouldn't want to be with one of these losers. I would rather be single and alone than be with a crazy woke white woman. And you got a 50-50 shot pretty much of getting one if that's what you prefer. Imagine that. That's insane. And it's probably worse than 50-50. It's probably like 60-40 or 70-30 on getting some broken SSRI upped feminist, liberal, insane woman, which is crazy. But it's a huge number of these women that are like on these SSRIs and are just fully feminist. It's terrible. I would not want to be in the dating pool right now. Would not want to be in there. So yeah, they're walking it back now. Walking it back. And good news, men are still leaving these women. They're using this as a litmus test. And I got to say, very, very based. And if you are with someone, you should ask them about this. Do you want to be with a woman that would support this shit? Because I wouldn't. And if you're lucky enough that you can catch it before you run into a problem, good. Because like we covered not that long ago, there was a guy that dumped his fiance a week before they were about to get married. Guy saved himself a load of money and problems and headaches. So this was popping up here on Reddit. My boyfriend of 4 years baited me into forming an opinion on the Lindsay Clancy case, and now we're no longer together. What a king. What a king. Absolute king right here. And you can pause this and read this whole thing. Edit, another woman just posted her experience with her boyfriend testing her about this case. Ladies, if you experience this, believe me when I say they will realize they were behaving hysterically and got caught up in the movement, and they will try to come back. Do not let them. This is absurd. They're not coming back. They think they're going to come back. This should be a litmus test. Absolutely. You should absolutely ask your wife, your partner, whatever, what's going on here? What are your thoughts on this? And if they say they support this crazy bitch, dump them. Dump them, because it's not worth it. That's how you know the woman is broken. Absolutely broken. So I applaud this, and you should do it 100%. See what happens. You really want to raise a family with a woman who thinks it's okay to murder their children? Let's take a look at some more examples of these crazy ladies. Here's this one.
I just want to make one thing incredibly clear. No guilty verdict, no non-guilty by reason of insanity, and no manslaughter charge will ever make me believe that Lindsay Clancy killed her children.
Even though she admitted it, right? She admitted it. All the evidence lines up there. But it does not matter. They will not believe it.
So when this verdict gets read, you guys can come back to me and be like, oh, this is the proof, this is the proof. No, it's not. This is the proof of injustice. This is a proof of a corrupt system. This is proof of coercion. I, as well as 80% of other people, know she did not do this. Nothing will ever be changing my mind, and I will forever say that Lindsay Clancy is fully 100% non-responsible and innocent. You can come back to my page and I'm still gonna answer you the same way I've answered you this entire time. She is not guilty. There are too many inconsistencies. There are too many questions.
Yeah, right. This is so insane to me. Let's see another one here. This is all to own the patriarchy, by the way. That's all this is, to own the patriarchy.
I'm just over here trying to do my civil duty as a online juror, and I can't work
online juror. Right.
These conditions with all these sidebars and breaks and technical difficulties.
You know, the sad thing is I hear kids. So she's responsible for children. Good Lord. Pray for those children, man.
Need the case to resume, please. I'm just over here.
Pray for those children. Here's some more.
Regarding the Clancy case, moms, women, it's these fucking kids for me. These like young boys and young girls who are trying to speak on this. Your brains aren't even fully developed, okay? So
That's right. Young children watching this have more common sense than a grown woman. A grown woman.
Let's get to that stage first. Let's then maybe.
You never finished or went through it. That's the problem. Like, a lot of these women are emotionally stunted, afraid of responsibility and accountability.
Be mature enough to actually.
And they're huge narcissists. Huge narcissists.
Understand things like marriage and having children. Let's then have said children and see what the actual birthing process is like, because it's not just pop a baby out. It's scary. My son had a heart condition, didn't know what was going to happen afterwards. Okay. And then after we've done that, I want all of the men to birth the children. I want them to go through postpartum depression. And I want all those little.
Some men do, actually. It's very rare, but some men do. Absolutely, they do. She wouldn't think so because she's got brain rot.
Girls to also go through postpartum depression. And then I want everyone to get into
By the way, a lot of people go through postpartum depression and don't murder their kids. That's actually the norm, is that they don't do that.
Narcissistic relationships. And then I want you guys to tell me how we're going by the law through all of this.
Okay? Well, yeah, the law is that you don't murder your children. Actually, it's kind of built in genetically that you shouldn't, because you're supposed to, you know, not murder your offspring. But it does not matter. Toxic masculinity is the real problem, boys. That's the real problem. Not what Lindsay Clancy did.
I really, really hope that in that jury,
copyright music. I can't play that one. Yeah, let's recap. Clancy never told 7 different doctors that she was seeing 6 others, did not tell them she had other scripts, just kept collecting them, never told them any of the symptoms that would warrant a PPP diagnosis, never had signs of psychosis, was never diagnosed with psychosis. She was non-compliant with the meds they did tell her to take, however, she did not take them. Seroquel was discontinued in early January. But she sure took it before she jumped 13 feet to the ground, likely so it would be in her system for her devised defense. She only mentioned a command hallucination after asking for an attorney from her bed after the murders. Clancy was wealthy, had a very close and supportive network. Parents offered to take kids, and she refused, had a nanny, daycare, work from home husband, and funds for any medical. She ignored many treatment program recommendations. No system failed her. She premeditated murder clearly and went through with all 3 murders. Looked up how long it would take to send husband on 2 errands, including takeout farther away that they didn't order from. I don't need to recap the gruesome murders. She spoke to her husband on the phone coherently, didn't tell him to get home fast or send help, just continued murdering. Then she didn't want to die herself, clear, so the cuts were very superficial. You do not need to be a nurse to know these cuts were not a self-elimination attempt. I don't think she intended to paralyze herself. It was only a 13-feet distance. Since then, she has had no command hallucinations. She wants you to believe she obeyed the first one she ever had readily on that fateful day. That has never happened in the history of PPP. One command, obeyed immediately, no more. Her defense is filled with inconsistencies and holes. Completely unbelievable. Her her made-up story, no real defense, nothing but her own claim of a command told her after the murders, but they want you to believe that. Defense is merely a few words from a murderer after murder, not from a single provider she saw, not supported by a shred of evidence. Jury needs to do the right thing and incarcerate for her for life. Otherwise, she will be sent out sooner than any murderer has a right. The only victims are her poor husband and these angels whose lives she violently ended. Very well said by this gentleman here. Very, very well said. And, you know, this whole situation is sad. Very, very sad. And I feel really bad for the husband. I really do. He doesn't deserve the shit he's getting. So, you know, I would ask that you pray for him. I have been. Anyway, a lot of karma going out to some of these people. I'm really wondering what's going to happen with this trial and if he or if she is going to get found guilty. I'm starting to think, because I guess there's like 10 women on the jury. I think she's going to get off. And that's so sad, man. So sad. What a world we live in now. What a world we live in. Anyway, that's pretty much it. Let me know what you guys think about all of this in the comments. Also, if you would, please like, subscribe, share the video, hit that notification bell, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace.